This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, an effort to take away a Nobel Prize from the man who developed the lobotomy. But first,
I believe that I may have proven Einstein's special theory of the relativity of time by studying the most common usage of cell phones compared and contrasted with modern acceptable etiquette norms.
Contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch has been thinking about the nature of time.
Basically stated, as I understand it, Einstein's theory argues that time is not a fixed notion. In fact, it is constantly in flux, and nowhere is this more evident than the changing definition of time and timeliness in our world today. Anecdotal evidence suggests that the majority of cell phone users are engaged in what kind of discussions? An update on how late they will be arriving to any given destination. True, this is based on my completely unscientific method of eavesdropping on complete strangers, but I defy anyone to challenge this supposition. To confirm my postulations, I contacted a number of completely random people in my life to conduct this survey. For instance, when I asked a producer I had worked for recently about her concept of time and what constituted being late in her workplace, she said,
"If they're 10 minutes late, they're not really late. If they're supposed to come at 2 and they come at 10 past 2, I still think of them as on time."
If they come at the actual time that you have scheduled them to come, they're early.
And I'm always a little surprised.
Now, what if they came early?
Early is almost as much of a problem as late is.
So then the desirable time to arrive is just a little late, which, because of changing norms, is now considered actually being on time. But being on time isn't really a good thing in every situation. For instance, on the dating scene, as was confirmed by my single, and I might add, very eligible friend Ming.
I'm amazed usually when people are on time. I'm like, you're on time. I can't believe it.
Being on time might have negative implications.
There are very organized and probably more organized than I am.
Now, complicating all this is that different ethnicities have different experiences of time. I talked to NPR's own Karen Grigsby Bates, who has written the definitive book about etiquette in African-American culture. She introduced me to the concept of CP time.
Colored people's time.
What is colored people's time?
It is
time?
Facetiously referred to within the community as being late.
Karen added her own view of DT. Dating timeliness.
If I were waiting for a date, I'd give him about 15 minutes, and after that, he's history.
Of course, 15 minutes late by my producer's clock is really only 5 minutes late because her idea of on time factors in 10 minutes lateness already, so Karen's date would be a little late, but still a few minutes too early for Ming. Now, how does the cell phone contribute to this phenom? I believe the cell phone is actually the engine that is pushing our redefined definitions of time because since you can sell ahead and say you're running late, this gives people an excuse not to be on time.
I'm 10 minutes away. I'm 10 minutes away.
But if someone says they're 15 minutes late, what does it really mean?
Half an hour.
Again, adding to the slippery slope of relative time. However, there is one last bastion where one is still expected to be on time. On time being the mutually agreed upon notion of hour and minute, and that is the doctor's office. And yet, this too is often violated. I asked my GP's office manager if she had noticed this changing notion of timeliness.
Yes, it usually starts like this. I was running late in my meeting. I'm on my way.
And there's the second call. I'm almost there.
I usually get the third phone call. I'm just trying to find somewhere to park the car.
Now, this may be the one place in the world where another scientific principle comes into play, because for every action, there is an equal reaction. And she tells her cell phone time travelers,
"Well, you do realize that we may also be running late for you."
Ouch. Of course, here's the big question. Why? Why is everyone running late?
Traffic's always the big one.
Oh, it's always traffic.
Your excuse was there had been an accident and traffic was backed up.
I think that was true.
To further add to the confusion, we all experience time differently. So if you liked this piece, time has just flown by listening to me. But if you didn't, it seems like I've gone on forever. Einstein, eat your heart out.
Contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.